Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of 1 Timothy chapter 6, we finished verses 6 through 12. And Dr. Bloom was starting the invitation. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Now, some of you need to decide right where you are right now. You're going to spend much more daily time with the Lord. And you're going to do what he says to do, and you're going to stop what he says to stop. Others need to commit to more time and allow it to be a relationship with God, and not just a duty. You know what? If it's a relationship and it's a true relationship, the good thing I look at it is that you'll be more faithful to God's house. You'll be more faithful to serve because now you're doing it out of your relationship duty. And your relationship love than you are just out of duty. Boy, God will bless that. Now, a lot of times, people get very religious. But the bottom line is, they're not truly saved. And so I ask you today, are you truly saved? Do you know that if you die today, that heaven is your home? If you appeared before the throne of God and he asked, why should I let you into my heaven? What would your answer be? Some may say, well, I've been baptized or I'm religious. Or some may say, well, I'm doing the best I can. Well, I've done a lot of good works. I think God will weigh my good against my bad and I'll come out all right. I'm not as bad as some people, even people that go to church faithfully. And that's probably true because Satan's going to do his best to help you to see people that are hypocrites. Satan will do his best to help you to see people that claim to be Christians and may not even be saved, but make you think they're saved. And they get involved in church, and they're very religious, but they're not right. And you know it. And use that as your excuse. Well, they may not be truly saved, and you'll be in hell with them. So understand that those sound mighty nice, but you're not saved. You're not sure. Those aren't the things that take you to heaven. See, what you must see is that we're all sinners. In Romans chapter 5, verse 12, it says, wherefore, by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. That day that Adam and Eve sinned, they're separated from God. Now, they didn't die physically that very moment, but they were dead spiritually that very moment because they were separated from God. They realized they were naked. Why did they realize they were naked then and not before? Because they were clothed in light, the light of God. And when that light was moved, they were separated from God. You know, the wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23 says. And death doesn't mean ceasing to exist. It means separation. When you die without Christ, you're forever separated from God. And you're cast into the lake of fire, where you never cease to exist. Where you have no hope. And no escape. And that's called the second death. You can't call it life. Not living like that, but it is eternal. And you never cease. Sin has separated us from God. The Bible's very clear on that. And you must admit that you're a sinner. The Bible says in Romans 3:10, there's none righteous, no, not one. You say, wait a minute. Now, I'm going to argue with you right there. There are people that are righteous that aren't Christians. Well, righteous in our eyes, yes. Very good people. But righteous by God's standard and righteous by our standard, two different things. For God's standard tells us in Isaiah 64:6 that the righteousness of men are as filthy rags in the sight of God. And we find from Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. What is the glory of God? It's Jesus Christ. So if you want to compare yourself, don't compare yourself to a hypocrite in a church somewhere or some hypocrite preacher. Compare yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you're not exactly as he is, without sin, completely holy, completely righteous, then you need a Savior. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and that's every one of us, this preacher included. And the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And that's why we read in Romans 5:8, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, just like we are, not that we get good enough for him, but just as we are, Christ died for us. Isn't that profound? Christ died for us? He did. He paid the penalty when Jesus Christ was on the cross. He's dying for every sin you ever have or ever would commit. You see, my friend, Jesus created the heaven and the earth. He was God in heaven. God is the Spirit, Jesus said. And they that worship him in spirit and truth. And that Spirit, 2,000 years ago, came to this earth and took on flesh, submitted himself to humanity for the rest of eternity. He would have a human body. And yet, he did that because he loved us. But then he also is the God-man. He's 100% man, but he's also 100% God. He has submitted his manhood to his deity. But as a man, he had to be a perfect sacrifice without sin. But he had to be tried to prove that he would not sin, and he passed the test. He died on the cross, shedding his blood for you and me, paying the penalty for our sin. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin, we're told in Hebrews 9. We're told in 1 John 1:7, the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. So we know he died and shed his blood for us. 3 days later, he physically, bodily arose from the dead. Those 3 days that his body was in the grave, his spirit was down in the depths of hell. The Bible says he preached to the spirits in prison. And then when he arose from there, he arose victorious over hell and the grave. And so Revelation 1:18 says that he has the keys of hell and of death. So Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes unto the Father, but by me, only through Jesus Christ. So that's why we go to understand is that you must believe that Jesus, in fact, died for every sin you ever have or ever will commit, that he was buried, and 3 days later he rose up from the dead. For Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So, my friend, you believe that he rose from the dead, literally, you can be saved. Believe in him as the Lord Jesus. He was God in the flesh. You must believe that. He was God in the flesh. And then Romans 10:10 says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. And not the righteousness of the man, but the righteousness of Christ. For with the heart man believes, okay, his righteousness applied to me. And with the mouth, confession is made to salvation. So you call upon him to be your Lord and Savior. And this is where we talk about repentance. Now, the Bible commanded all men everywhere to repent. We see that in Acts 17:30, where it says God commands all men everywhere to repent because he's appointed a day in which he will judge the world by that man whom he hath risen from the dead. Acts 3:19 says, repent ye therefore, and be converted, give your life to him, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the Lord. Acts 20:21 says, repentance toward God, the offended deity, and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ, the sin-bearer and resurrection for you. Because Jesus rose from the dead, you see, the resurrection is just as important as the death of Christ. Since he rose victorious over hell and death, he is the resurrection of the life, and whosoever liveth in him shall never perish, but have everlasting life. Whoso believeth in me, he says, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And that is so true. So believing he did this for you, Romans 10:13 says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now understand, you're saying, yeah, I want to be saved from hell, but hey, I'm going to live in sin. I'm going to live the way I am. So I'm going to ask Jesus to save me and just live the way I am. I don't want my sin taken away. Well, then you're going to go to hell. You've got to want Jesus Christ to cleanse you, and you're inviting him in as your God. That means he becomes your father, is the analogy the Bible uses. And as your father, he will chasten his son. He said, well, that's not kind of relationship I'm intending in entering with Christ. Then you're not saved. You can pray 1,000 prayers, but that won't save you. But if you're willing through prayer to invite Christ in your life to be your personal Savior and God, he'll save you. We do that right now. His promise is, him that cometh to me, I'll in no wise cast out. His promise is, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That is, if you believe in your heart, you're willing for him to come in, he'll save you. Will you pray right now? I'm going to form a prayer, the prayer that I form all of your words, if you didn't mean it. But if you mean this, then pray this prayer. Dear God, I know I'm a sinner. I need forgiveness. And I believe that Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin. And I right now invite Jesus Christ to come to my heart, my life, as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Please save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, would you write us and let us know? Our announcer will be giving you our mailing address, our physical mailing address here in a few moments. Or you can email us through our website, which he will give you our website as well. On our website is our Building Blocks book, and it's free to download or just to go on and open it and read it. They're online, and it'll show you how to grow in your new Christian life. How to live the kind of life that God would have you to live, how to know him more intimately, how to serve him. Oh, all of that, and doctrinal things, things about the soon coming of Christ. Oh, it's all in there, and we want you to have it. And so either go online, or you say, I'm not computer savvy, I don't have a computer, then you just write us at the physical address our announcer gives you here in just a few moments, and we will send one to you absolutely free. So, write us. We want to hear from you. Well, I want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast today. Please ask your friends to listen, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no grace. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ. Christ Jesus.